Hi, besties. Welcome back to Try Not to Care. I hope you had an amazing weekend. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to say thank you so much for 5 million downloads. This community that we've built together is so incredible and more than I could have ever imagined or wished for. I genuinely feel like we're all besties, and I'm just forever grateful for all of you. Like, I literally wish we could all hang out. Anytime I talk to any of you through DMs or the group chat, it feels like I already know you. We're all so similar, but so different. And it's just fucking awesome. And you're all awesome. And I just can't say thank you. And I love you enough. Okay, I'm done being sappy. Today, I want to talk about morning and night routines. When I had asked you if you had any questions or needed advice on anything, someone had submitted that they wanted to hear my morning and night routine. And I love that. Morning and night routines are my shit. I literally look forward to them every single day. So today I'm going to be talking about my personal morning and night routine, as well as how you could build your perfect routine that works to your life and your schedule. I know not everyone has the luxury or privilege to have an entire morning to themselves to do an extensive morning routine like you see online. So we're going to talk about how you can make your morning and night routine productive and something to look forward to, even if you don't have that much time or if you have to go to work. Morning and night routines are shoved so much in our faces online, and I don't know about you, but the routines that I see are so aesthetically pleasing, and although they sometimes make me feel productive and I do enjoy watching them, I also sometimes feel like shit watching them because I'm not waking up at the ass crack of dawn and doing Pilates. I'm not journaling every single morning and making super healthy smoothie bowls, avocado toast, lattes with a fancy Nespresso machine. In no way am I knocking that, because if I could do that, if I had the stamina, if I had the motivation, if I had the appliances like an espresso machine, you know damn well I'd be doing that. There's times where I do cosplay that aesthetic and I try to film these aesthetically pleasing routines and they don't see the light of day because you could tell it's not authentic, because that's just not what I do. There's no right or wrong way to wake up or to go to bed. So with that being said, finding the morning and night routine that works for you is what's going to be the most beneficial and make you feel the best, regardless of how it looks or seems online. Before we talk about how to build your own morning and night routine, I'm going to give you a little glimpse into mine. Also, I want to preface by saying this morning and night routine that I'm going to share with you is mine in a perfect world where I'm on my shit, when I'm being super productive, when I feel good. Because to be completely transparent with you, there's mornings when I don't do any of this. Some mornings I roll out of bed and I go on my phone. Some mornings I don't drink water and I go straight to coffee. There's mornings where I sit on the couch and I don't do anything. So please, when you hear me talking about these routines, do not feel bad if you're not doing these things. There's nothing right or wrong about doing these things or not doing them. So my mornings typically start at 8:30. I'm not an early riser whatsoever, unless I'm hungover. For whatever reason, when I'm hungover, I cannot sleep in. I think it's the anxiety, but these days I'm sober because I'm doing 75 hard, so no alcohol, no hangovers for me. So I sleep until 8:30 most days, and this is a privilege. I just want to say that. I work from home, I work for myself, I don't have to be anywhere, and I love to sleep. With 75 hard, I have to drink a gallon of water a day, so I have two dedicated water bottles that are with me throughout the day. They don't leave my side, because if I lose sight of them, I will not drink water. So I normally wake up, drink some water, and then immediately go and brush my teeth. Ever since I was a kid, I have had to beeline it from my bed straight to the bathroom the second I wake up to brush my teeth. I hate the taste in my mouth. I hate the feeling in my mouth. So brushing my teeth is my main priority when I wake up. I don't wash my face or anything, mainly because my dogs are on a schedule and they know right after I go to the bathroom and brush my teeth, it's time for them to eat and go outside. So they're jumping on me, they're crying, it's not me time yet. I go downstairs to feed them, let them out, and then I go back upstairs and make my bed, because if I don't do it right then I'm not doing it at all. I also want to add that making my bed honestly isn't necessary, because the second that I go to the gym or run errands, my dog Isabella just destroys it and throws the covers off the bed, and I have to make it again. But the reason I make in the morning is so I stay on the right track, and it tricks my brain into thinking that I'm being productive, which makes me want to be more productive and get more things done moving forward with my day. I like to stay off my phone in the morning and just have like at least an hour to myself before I go on social media, but I do use my phone to do EFT tappings. A lot of my favorite quick and easy ones are on TikTok, so I have them saved in a little file on TikTok, and I go straight to those instead of going straight to my For You page. And the second that I'm done with those, I get off my phone. I do EFT tappings, affirmations. Some mornings I'll stretch. I'm not a huge breakfast person, so before I eat anything, I'll make myself coffee. And during this time, I like to listen to music while I make my coffee. Just romanticize my morning a little. If I do have breakfast, it's an apple with cinnamon on it and peanut butter, or a rice cake with peanut butter, or honestly just a granola bar. But if it's the weekend though, I'm walking my happy ass over to Dunkin', because Dunkin's literally 15 seconds away from me now. I will walk over to Dunkin' with my boyfriend and get a breakfast sandwich, hash browns, a coffee, the whole ordeal. While I'm eating, I like to check emails, respond to messages, check my to-do list, and kind of organize my brain for the day. I don't like to go right into work though, because mentally I'm not there yet. I'm still waking up. So I usually use this time to unload the dishwasher, put dishes away, play with the dogs, get dressed for the day. Sometimes I'll do my skincare, and then I'll either go to the gym or I'll go for a walk, depending on the weather and depending on how I feel. On the way to the gym, I like to listen to empowering music, music that's going to get me in the right headspace and excited to work out. But once I'm actually working out, I'll listen to a podcast. Podcasts are a way for me to feel even more productive, especially if I'm listening to a podcast that involves self-improvement or is kind of educational, because although I'm enjoying my time listening, I'm also doing something that's beneficial to me and my mental health. And then once I get home from my workout, I'll eat an early lunch because I'm starving after I work out and I don't really eat much in the morning. I'll let the dogs out again, shower, and get to work. So that's my basic but ideal morning routine. Now, my night routine, I kind of love even more than my morning. I like mornings because I feel a sense of purpose and I'm being productive. But with my night routine, I enjoy it because I'm essentially prioritizing self-care. I'm unwinding and decompressing from the day while also prepping myself physically and mentally for the next. During the week, my boyfriend and I normally make dinner around 5:30, 6:00. With 75 hard, I'm really focusing on eating at home during the week. So Monday through Friday, my boyfriend and I prioritize cooking meals together. Making dinner with him is honestly something that I really look forward to. This is the first house of ours where we have enough space in the kitchen for both of us to cook without feeling like we're on top of each other and bumping into each other. It's really fun. We put music on, we just hang out, and that's like our thing that we do. So we make dinner, eat dinner, we feed the dogs, let them out again, clean up. And by the time we're done doing this and I've digested this meal, this is when I normally do my second workout for 75 hard if I haven't already done it in the day. That usually looks like Pilates or a dance workout that I find on YouTube. But because I have to work out twice a day, I'm usually showering twice a day because I cannot stand smelling bad. So after I work out, I'll shower again. But this shower is a more like full body doing everything shower. I dry brush before I get into the shower. This is the shower that I usually wash my hair if I am washing it. Sometimes I'll do a hair mask or put purple shampoo on, exfoliate, shave, do the whole thing in there, and then I'll moisturize, fake tan, depending on the day. Sometimes I'll put hair oil in, have that sit overnight. I'll do skincare. I'll put eyelash and eyebrow serum on. I don't brush my teeth yet because I usually like a little snack, but I do change into my PJs and I try to set the mood. I'll light a candle, spray some room spray, fill my water bottle for the fourth time. And then before I give myself time to really decompress and just enjoy the rest of the night, I'll check my to-do list and see what I didn't accomplish and move it over to the next day and figure out what I have to do that next day so I'm not scrambling and unsure of what I need to do. I'll go into the next day knowing what my goals are. After I do that, this is the time where I decide what I want to do for the rest of the night. Depending on how I feel, sometimes I'll do a tarot card reading, which just helps me if I need direction or guidance in my life. Most nights I scroll on Pinterest while I watch Love Island and have a snack. Lately, my nightly snacks are pretzels with hummus, strawberries dipped in chocolate, Triscuits with goat cheese, which honestly is not a crowd favorite, but I love goat cheese. A smoothie bowl with like granola and fruit on it. Just whatever I'm in the mood for, honestly. And then eventually it's time to actually get ready for bed. So I'll read my self-improvement book. I've been reading so many because of 75 Hard. I'll have those linked in my Amazon storefront if you're interested in finding a new one, like a new self-improvement book. I'll get up and brush my teeth. Sometimes I'll say some affirmations in the mirror and tell myself I'm a bad bitch. I spray my pillow with lavender spray. And then I'll take a magnesium gummy because it helps me sleep and just helps me with my anxiety, honestly. It's a new thing I've been doing and it's been really helpful. And then as I'm falling asleep, I like to think of three things that I've accomplished for the day and then three things that I'm grateful for, either in general or that had happened that day. And by the time I'm done thinking of those, I'm usually knocked out unless my insomnia wants to kick in and I'm rolling around all night. So those are my typical morning and night routines. Even when I don't get to do those things, there are some things that I consider non-negotiables that even if I'm not following through with those routines, these things are fitting into my daily routine and will get done. Obviously, with 75 Hard, until the end of September, I have to drink a gallon of water, I have to work out twice a day, I have to read 10 pages of a book, I have to stick to my diet. Those are non-negotiables. Aside from those ones, mine are brushing my teeth first thing when I wake up. Like I said, it just grosses me out. I don't care where I am. My teeth will be brushed. Next, I do not allow myself to scroll on social media first thing in the morning. That is the one thing that can guarantee will ruin my day and fuck up the vibe. And I'm not trying to fuck up the vibe. I want the vibe to be lit. I want to be productive. I want to be in a good mood. Scrolling on social media and seeing what others are doing or saying does not sound appealing to me really ever, but especially in the morning. Third, daily gratitude. Appreciating the little things, but also the big things, is so important, especially on days that I don't feel good. When I'm having the hardest day, gratitude is the one thing that has a good chance at turning my mood around because it takes my mind off the shitty things, even for a second, and redirects my thoughts to all the things that I do have. I don't want to sit around and dwell over what's bothering me because most things are out of my control. Most things that I get upset over are out of my control. I really do think without gratitude, I would spiral into a dark place. Even on days where I wake up and I feel like there's nothing to really look forward to, it's a boring day, I'm just working and I just want to fast forward to the weekend. If I take a few moments in the morning to count my blessings, I won't feel as bored or eager to get to the weekend. waking up and being grateful that I have groceries in the house, that I get to wake up and play with my dogs, that I get to work from home now. Acknowledging those things just puts it into perspective on how privileged I am to be alive and get to experience the day. Now, my nighttime non-negotiables. One, I am always taking my makeup off. I don't care if I'm blacked out. I'm taking my makeup off, and I'm not doing it because I'm afraid that I'm gonna break out or get wrinkles. I'm gonna break out regardless. I'm 26, the wrinkles are here. I'm taking my makeup off because I know when I wake up the next morning, I'm not gonna wanna scrub that off my face. I'm doing future me a favor. Number two, daily visualizations of the future. And I'm not saying to sit around thinking about how much you can't wait until something happens and you're not being present and you're just trying to rush through life. I'm saying I will always take at least 5 minutes of my day to visualize where I want to be in X amount of time and how that's going to make me feel. I think feelings are one of the most powerful things to get you to where you want to be and motivate you to work towards your goals. And I think this is just so important in my daily routine because it's what's motivating me to do better. And then my last non-negotiable is being mindful. Quality time is so important to me, and life can get so hectic and busy, but I will always make time throughout my day to spend time with my dogs or with my boyfriend. That's why cooking dinner with my boyfriend is so important to me, because that's uninterrupted time with us. We're not on our phones, we're not talking to other people. My phone is always going to be there as long as technology is around, but quality time with your loved ones isn't. So that's just something that I will always, always make time for throughout my day. These are my routines and my non-negotiables, but everyone's routine or ideal routine is going to be different because we all live different lives and have different schedules. My morning routine was much different when I was working at my old job where I had to be up at 6:30, 7 a.m. than it is now. Back then, I really only gave myself maybe 40 minutes to have a routine before I went to work. It could be really frustrating when you don't have your entire morning to yourself. Maybe you have to go into work. Maybe you just have to be somewhere. And you keep seeing people online share these extensive, aesthetically pleasing morning routines. You keep hearing people say that your dream life is hidden in your daily routine and that you'll be so much happier if you have a solid morning and night routine. And it's frustrating because it's like, well, yeah, no shit, duh, obviously. If I could sleep in the morning, if I could have uninterrupted time to take care of myself, I would be happier. But I can't because I have a job. I have places to be. Not everyone has that privilege. With that being said, I want to give you my advice to building your perfect morning and night routine that has nothing to do with the amount of time that you have. Obviously, your routine will be more enjoyable if it doesn't feel rushed, but this can definitely be applied if you even have 30 minutes to an hour before you have to go into work or be somewhere. So I think the best way to build your routines is by having at least one activity from each of these categories. One from physical, one from mental, one from emotional, and then one from enjoyment. Physical activities can be exercising, so like going for a walk, dancing, going to the gym, and then there's stretching or doing yoga. Aside from movement, physical activities could be making sure that you're drinking water, making sure that you're eating, making sure that you're taking care of yourself, taking a shower, doing self-care, things that you're physically doing to yourself or for yourself. Mental activities can be meditating, reading, crosswords, mind games. There's a lot of apps that you can get on your phone that have mind games. You can find some online. Even Netflix has some that you can watch and they're interactive. Other things can be watching an educational documentary or listening to an educational podcast, watching a TED Talk. Anything that stimulates your mind and makes you think. So this can even be planning or scheduling. It can be doing work on your computer. Emotional activities can be gratitude, EFT tappings, affirmations, journaling, listening to uplifting music. And then enjoyment can be anything that isn't necessarily to take care of yourself or has any other purpose to it other than it makes you happy. Obviously, there's things that make you happy that can be productive and help you, but you're doing these things because you want to, not because it benefits you being productive or helps you with your work. So these can be watching your favorite show or movie, drawing, making some type of art, cooking a new recipe, FaceTiming your friends and family, editing photos or videos, filming a TikTok, hanging out with friends, even something like reorganizing your space. Like, I used to love rearranging my room. I don't know the reasoning behind it, but it just made me so happy to rearrange my space and feel like I'm living in a whole new room when all I did was move my furniture around. Obviously, your morning and night routine can have more than one activity from each, like mine has multiple, but if you don't feel like you have enough time or you feel like expecting yourself to do more than one is too much, then just focus on one from each. For example, when I worked at my old job and I only gave myself under an hour before I had to go into work, I would do some of these without even knowing they were benefiting me. I wasn't intentionally picking one from each group. My routine typically was that I woke up, I still took care of my dogs, you know, fed them, let them out. I would do a quick stretch while I brushed my teeth. I would fill my water to make sure that I was staying hydrated for the day, and I would wash my face. Those are three things from the physical category that were part of my routine, but I didn't even realize were making up a routine because I wasn't romanticizing it. From the emotional category, I would say my affirmations while I got ready, or I would say my affirmations in the car. On the way to work, I would listen to uplifting music. I'm a huge playlist girly, so I made a manifesting playlist and I would listen to that on the way to work, and it got me excited to go to work. For the mental category, some days on my way to work, if I didn't want to listen to music, I would listen to a podcast. For enjoyment, I would either make myself a coffee or I would go and buy myself a coffee. That's something that will always bring me so much joy, especially when I was at work. It was something that I could rely on that would make me less stressed. It was something I could look forward to throughout the day. I think a lot of us fixate so much on having a very long, well thought out, aesthetically pleasing routine that we minimize the things that we do for ourselves and don't recognize that we are building routines. We just aren't giving ourselves enough credit for it. If you really look at the things that you do throughout your morning and night automatically, you'll see that you do have a routine. The only difference between that and what others are doing is you're not sitting down planning and assessing what you're doing during your morning and night. So what I'm proposing that you do is you sit down and figure out what you want to accomplish and what matters to you, and then create a routine, even if it's a very short-listed routine. Make a list of activities that you can do for yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and for your own enjoyment, and then decide which activities you want to do that fit into your schedule. I think it's also important that you're choosing activities that make sense for you. Waking up at 6 a.m. doesn't make sense for me. Sure, if I woke up at 6 a.m., would I get a lot of things done? Probably. But I know that I could also sleep in and still get the same amount of things done. I see people online making matcha lattes, and the videos are so aesthetically pleasing. The matcha latte is so pretty. And would I enjoy making a video of myself making a matcha latte? Probably. It'd be fun. But the second that I sit down with that matcha latte, it would ruin my morning because I fucking hate matcha lattes. I don't want to do things just to say that I'm doing it. I don't want to do things that are supposed to make me happy if they don't make me happy. I remember when cycling, like SoulCycle, was such a big thing. I tried to do cycling at college and I hated it. It hurt my butt so bad. I couldn't figure out the pedals. I would try to follow the instructor and I couldn't. I tried to change the resistance and I struggled. I just couldn't figure it out. And I didn't get as good of a workout in as I could have if I just went to Zumba or kickboxing or the gym like I actually enjoyed. I was so focused on what others were doing, and I thought that was best for me because it was best for them. But it ended up actually hurting me, and I ended up letting myself down because I had a shit workout and I was making myself miserable to follow something that was trendy and cool at the time. We live in a time where everything is made so public. You make yourself a fancy breakfast and you're posting it online, which I'm so for. Like, if you make yourself avocado toast and you're proud of it, post that shit. Show your toast off. That's not the issue. The issue is when you start comparing what others are doing to what you're doing or not doing. Someone posts their morning routine of them waking up at 5 a.m. and going to Pilates, and their life looks so aesthetically pleasing and it looks like they have their life together. And then there's you who slept in till 10:30 and is eating Cocoa Puffs with whole milk and hasn't worked out in 6 months. Comparing yourself to others is never going to lead you to where you want to be or who you want to be, because what others are doing has nothing to do with you. What works for them might not work for you. I am never going to get my dream body by going to SoulCycle because I fucking hate that shit. I am never going to buy myself flowers at Trader Joe's because the closest Trader Joe's is 45 minutes away. I am not going to wake up at 6 a.m. because if I do, I will be a raging bitch. All those things may be trendy and people might love them, but just because they love them and it works for them doesn't mean I need to. The purpose of your morning and night routine should be to make your life better, make your life easier, not harder. If you find yourself doing things that aren't adding value to your life, that aren't making you happy, ask yourself why you're doing them. Why are you spending time throughout your day on things that aren't doing anything for you? Do you actually want to meditate, or are you doing it because you saw all these health girls online doing it? Is it benefiting you in any way? If it's not, then go do something with that time that you want to do and that will make you actually feel good. Who cares if your routines don't look the way others do? The only thing that actually matters is if your routines are benefiting you, your goals, and your mental health. Be more focused on how your routines make you feel and how they positively affect your life than how they compare to others. You'll never be satisfied with your life by trying to replicate someone else's. But that is where I'm going to end today's episode. I hope you enjoyed, besties. If you did, or if you just love Trying Not to Care, make sure to rate it 5 stars on Spotify and Apple. It helps me out so much and I appreciate it so, 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 so much. If you loved listening to me rant and rave, make sure to follow me on my socials. My Instagram and TikTok and YouTube are all linked in the show notes. As always, thank you so much for listening, besties. I literally love you so much. Thank you again so fucking much for 5 million. It's so insane. You're all insane, but in the best way, and I love you. And I will talk to you next Monday. Bye, besties.